As a top financial advisor or an aspiring to be top financial advisor, you want to grow your business so you can serve even more the right affluent clients. Well, in this short video, I'm going to share with you three key drivers that will set the stage for your business to just take off. I'm John Bowen, CEO of CEG Worldwide. And I got to tell you, you don't want to miss this. This has been hard learned lessons from not only our top coaching clients, but ourselves, of how you can build businesses and just really accelerate them to serve your clients well. Stay tuned.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights, real results.
Okay. There are three, what we call table setters, that will generate explosive business growth. We've seen it over and over again with the privilege we have of working with so many great financial advisors who want to do good by their clients. See, many of us signed up to be great financial advisors. We didn't set up to be entrepreneurs, business owners, and really build great businesses. And I want to share with you what we're seeing working that is just changing dramatically the types of businesses that we as financial advisors are capable of having. The very first part is to qualify your purpose, clarify your purpose. What's your why? And what we're talking about here, let me just make sure that we have it, is that, there's gonna be days, real world, when you wake up and there'll be a temptation to pull the covers over. Okay, we all have those. But if we remind ourselves of the why, what we want to accomplish, why we're doing what we're doing, it can make a huge difference in our business. And it's so important, not only for us, but our teammates. Why are you doing what you do? I know for me, I love working with entrepreneurs, helping them make smart decisions so that they can build tremendous wealth. And my favorite is financial services, financial professionals just like yourself that can really help so many others make smart decisions that affect not only themselves personally, their families, but their communities. Wow, what an opportunity to leverage what we all do. Now, once we get clear on why, one of the things that is so important is get clear on the vision. What do you want to build? What does it look like? And there's all kinds of processes around this. But what I always like to do, Jim Collins has trademarked a term in the book, Good to Great. What he talked about is a BHAG, a big, hairy, audacious goal. And this is out there in the future. It could be out as much as 25 years. But that vision, the more we can be vision, because once we start breaking it out, if we knew we have 25 years, I mean, I turned 60 last year. I've got a 25-year plan. I've got a big BHAG. But then we bring it back a little closer, 3 to 5 years out, and then quarter by quarter, really making a difference and lay out that plan of what does a practice look like? Okay, what does our life look like? And then, once we have that vision, it's so easy to quantify that as financial advisors. And then we can share this vision with our teammates, our clients, what we're looking to achieve, and people will want to help you. You've got your why, you have your vision. What do we need next? Well, this is where the rubber meets the road. We have to focus our activities. Now, in focusing our activities, what I always like to look at is, if we're going to scale up, and when we talk about scaling up, getting over that wall here with the barbed wire and everything, we're going to scale up our business to something significant. And this can be a whole bunch of different things. For some of us, having a lifestyle boutique is what we're looking to do. Okay, we don't need a big business. And then we've had the privilege of working with others, that include myself. I like building national or global practices. There's no right or wrong. It depends on how you're wired. What's your why? What do you want to accomplish? But when we look at that wall and we go, how do we scale that to something significant? I want to take some lessons from a very good friend, Vern Harnish, who wrote a book called Scaling Up. It's been a big bestseller. How a Few Companies Make It and Why the Rest Don't. His company is Gazelle. And what we have to do is we have to reduce the time that it takes our team to manage a business. What I like to call this is make it simple and elegant. This is where focus is so important. We've got to create systems and processes in place so that it really takes off. That's going to allow us to build something that is very significant. Second, what we want to do is we want to refocus the senior team on marketing-facing activities. Okay, this is a big deal. There's two things when we look at our top financial advisors who are building great practices, whether lifestyle boutique or large enterprises, they're doing two things well. They're nailing the client experience. They're delivering a great wealth management experience. Second, they have the systems in place to attract a steady stream of clients. Really, the rest of the stuff will take care of it. If you have a great client experience, you got a steady stream of new clients coming in. Okay, third, what do we have? What we have is we realign everyone else into the same page to drive execution and results. What we see over and over again is if you can get your team behind you, you can accomplish amazing things. You know, one person never does it. We have to go ahead and take all three of these components. We have to have clarity of purpose. We've got to be clear on our why. Second thing we have to do is we have to have the vision, that, you know, big picture BHAG out there, but also close up. And we've got to share that with our team and our clients and our strategic partners. And the third is we have to be able to be focused on the right tactics and strategies that are going to accelerate our success. Let me share with you some work from one of the top neuroscientists, just a phenomenal guy, Robert Cooper. Robert is a good friend. He's spoken at our roundtable event, our mastermind group. I've had the privilege of being in a CEO group with him. He's just an amazing individual. Let me walk you through how he provides framing for some of the top CEOs in the country, Fortune 50, to think through this so that we can think through it as well. What he suggests is to take a look at a continuum. And what's the y-axis? Old ways of doing business, new ways, and then contrast that with going ahead and having on autopilot, you know, so we're just going through the motion, or really in the flow, that we're awake at the wheel, things are just happening unbelievably well. And if we look at the quadrant where we're on autopilot, doing the old ways, let me blow that up for you here. It's getting through the day just the way we are. This is kind of the brain default. And I got to say, this is what most financial advisors are doing now. We're not really worried about the clarity of purpose. We don't have any great vision, and we're not very focused. And even with that, that's such a great business, we can do well by doing this. But that's not enough for most of us who want to build great businesses and serve clients. So let's go to the next quadrant. So here, what we're looking at is polishing the past, trying to repeat old habits for new gains. So we're really putting systems in place, but we're doing it the old way. And we're just, you know, as Robert says, we're polishing the past. And, you know, we find ourselves on a treadmill here. We're working harder and harder to get not much gains. Then we can start trying new ways, but be on autopilot. And this is really where we're, you know, crossing our fingers. We're trying a whole bunch of new stuff, hoping it's going to work. And in most cases, you know what? It really doesn't. And we go on to the new thing over and over again. So then from there, what is a quadrant that works? Well, if we look at all four quadrants, the fourth quadrant, this is where we have the real opportunity to create the best possible future, where the impossible happens, where we are focused on not only the new ways, taking those best practices of our top financial advisors and implementing them, but putting the systems in place so that we're awake at the wheel, we're in the flow, that it's really happening. See, you have an opportunity to go ahead and execute on these three areas, clarity of purpose, vision, and focus, and build great practices. We'd like to help you. We have a process. If you have a $200,000 or more net income, we'd like to provide you with a best year ever consultation. What's that? We'll take a look at where you are now, where you want to go, what are the gaps, what would we do if we were in your shoes to accelerate your success? What are the three simplest things we would do? And we'll put this all in writing so that you can have that much, much better, best possible future, not only for yourself and your enlightened self-interest, but for your current clients and your future clients. They're counting on you. Don't let them down. We wish you the best of success.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights, real results.